Hello, sweet viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Supreme Master Television is broadcast every day from Los Angeles, California, USA. We are available 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on Astra 1 at 19.2 degrees east and Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east in Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa. For worldwide coverage, join us online at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, China and Indonesia discuss cooperation in renewable energy and trade. In environmental news, organic farming is becoming more popular among young people. In humanitarian news, a Scottish millionaire is planning to create jobs for 17,200 Glasgow residents. In media news, Russian channel broadcast in Arabic to 32 Muslim countries. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your all-positive channel.
Today in history, September 25th, Kees Bocker was born in the Netherlands in 1884. Mr. Bocker was raised in a Christian family in Holland. After studying at college for a year in England, he became a Quaker and in 1914 a peace activist. His home in Holland became a center for peace activities in Europe. In 1919, Mr. Bocker built Brotherhood House, which hosted international conferences on peace. Later, Mr. Bocker came to believe that education was the best way to bring peace to the world, and so built The Working Place, a school for children modeled on the teaching methods of Maria Montessori, democracy, and Quaker ideals. The school became famous. The Queen of the Netherlands even sent her children to this school. Today, we remember Kees Bocker, lifetime peace activist who sought to bring harmony to the world through children's education.
Master Qinghai International Association news from Orlac or Vietnam. The Moon Festival marks the time of year when the full moon is at its brightest. It's an important holiday for farmers and others, as it also represents a period of full and bountiful harvest. Although it was raining, the streets were filled with people from young to old buying lanterns and preparing for the festival. Our association members in Orlac had joined in the festivities leading up to the celebration. Let's go on location to Saigon, Orlac to hear more about the Mid-Autumn Festival.
Lên đây tới đây là chợ lồng đèn thấy nó vui mà không còn cái gì là buồn, cái tự nhiên mình đang lớn cũng như tuổi thơ vậy.
Con thấy cái này rất là vui hả con hả, đến mỗi năm á là con cứ kêu ba con đến đây chở đi xem lồng đèn à.
Em là người ở miền Bắc cho nên đi đến đây thì trung thu năm nào em cũng muốn tới đây để xem lồng đèn, đặc biệt là những lồng đèn mà tự làm bằng tay mà có cái tính chất rất là dân tộc như thế này. Thì em thấy rằng cái lễ trung thu này là một lễ rất là đặc biệt cho cả người lớn lẫn trẻ con.
In Saigon, South Orlac, many governmental and private organizations have held mid-autumn festivals for their children, especially the underprivileged ones. During the 8th annual Moon Festival program held at the Reunification Palace, 450 scholarships were distributed to disadvantaged children, with a total value of $10,000. The World of Children Festival at Le Van Damme Park was organized for the homeless and less fortunate children. The city's Children House also held the 2007 Mid-Autumn Festival, with many exciting activities such as talent contests, lantern decoration, and lantern parade. Thank you, and heaven bless all those involved for making this special holiday a joyous time for the children in Olac.
Flying news. Iranian president states Iran's peaceful intentions. In an interview with the United States television network CBS, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad reiterated that his country's intentions is peaceful toward the US. He expressed the reassurance that Iran chooses diplomatic ties over nuclear weapons, which he said have no place any longer in this age. Thank you, President Ahmadinejad, for sharing your thoughts of goodwill with the American public. May your visit to the US be blessed in creating better understanding and good international relations for your country and all Iranian people.
Lion News. Sri Lanka calls for peace talks. Sri Lanka offered on Sunday to resume diplomatic dialogue with the Tamil Tiger Group in the hope of achieving a harmonious accord. Thank you, Sri Lanka, for choosing the way of peaceful resolution. May heaven bless all Sri Lankan people with dignity, harmonious relations, and love.
Flying News. 191 countries reach historic agreement to accelerate the reduction of ozone-depleting gases. The agreement, which was reached last Friday in Montreal, Canada, was praised by the United Nations. Nick Nuttall, spokesman for the UN Environment Programme, said, "With this plan, we could have potentially significant benefits arising in terms of combating climate change and ozone loss. It's a remarkable change in how we view the issue of climate change." Thank you all participating nations for your commitment to speed the recovery of our beautiful planet's biosphere. May God bless your noble efforts in benefiting all beings.
Lion News. Liberia receives donation of more than $300 million. The 8 most industrialized countries, or G8, made this contribution to help reduce Liberia's debt to the International Monetary Fund, or IMF, by 60%. As current president of the G8, Germany is also working to help clear Liberia's external debt entirely. Thank you, and God bless G8 nations for your generosity. May God bless Liberia with a fresh start and abundant prosperity and peace for all.
Flyin News. 90 Palestinians to be returning home soon. On Sunday, Israeli cabinet members agreed to release 90 more Palestinians this week. The decision comes in support of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas during the holy month of Ramadan and as preparations continue for the upcoming Middle East Peace Conference. Prime Minister Olmert spokeswoman Miri Eisen said, "We hope to see additional gestures in the future." Thank you and God bless Israel for these supportive gestures. We wish the freed Palestinians warm family reunions and may heaven bless the Middle East with true and lasting peace.
Lion News. U.S. Millennium Challenge Corporation donates $700 million to Morocco. The grant is intended to boost Morocco's economy and living standards. MCC Chief Executive Officer John Danilovich said, "The program will directly benefit 600,000 families. It was prepared by Moroccans themselves, and they have identified their own priorities in development. Thank you and God bless MCC for your kind support and assistance. May heaven bless Morocco with flourishing prosperity, love and stability."
Lion News. Germany provides aid to India. India receives a $28 million donation from Germany for its six-year project that is to alleviate poverty through natural resource management. Germany will assist by providing technical support to the project that is aimed at improving social and economic conditions of the people. Thank you and God bless Germany for your generous heart. May the people of India soon enjoy comfort and security in their lives.
Fly-in News. Strategic Energy Plan for China. The Chinese Academy of Sciences has outlined a strategic energy plan that proposes reducing the use of fossil fuels and developing renewable energies. In related news, China's Science and Technology Ministry recently announced it will establish international centers that focus on energy research and coordination of efforts between governmental and non-governmental entities around the world. Thank you, China, for your concerted efforts to move towards energy sources that protect our planet. May heaven bless you with abundance.
Flying news. Or Lac or Vietnam to grant amnesty to thousands of prisoners. Between 9,000 and 10,000 prisoners in Or Lac will soon be released early as part of the country's annual amnesty program. This is an increase in numbers from last year when the Ministry of Public Security offered amnesty to more than 6,000 prisoners. Thank you and God bless Or Lac for your benevolence and faith in these citizens. May they be blessed with joyful family reunions and fulfilling and happy lives.
Lion News. Norway relieves Gambia's debt. Norway announced it will cancel debt by Gambia worth 2.5 million Norwegian kroner and will forgive the balance of 7 million kroner in the future. The debt forgiveness to Gambia will not affect development assistance provided to other poor countries. Thank you and God bless Norway for your generosity. May your divine qualities bring a heavenly atmosphere to your country and the planet.
Flying news. Australian Prime Minister pledges further drought aid. Prime Minister John Howard announced that $370 million would be distributed to help the country's farmers. The Cabinet is also expected to decide on more help for several thousand farmers at their meeting today. Thank you, Australia, for your efforts to ensure the well-being of nation's farmers. May God bless your country with abundant rain showers throughout the land.
Fly-in news. Seattle educates citizens on global warming solutions. The city of Seattle, Washington, USA, began a campaign called Seattle Climate Action Now to educate the public about ways to help slow global warming. This campaign, launched by Mayor Greg Nickels, distributed free energy-saving light bulbs to all families and will provide information on how to be more energy efficient in their daily lives. Thank you and God bless Mayor Nickels for your committed efforts to promote a greener planet and safe environment for her inhabitants.
Flying news. UNESCO World Biosphere Reserve recognized in Or Lac. UNESCO has named an area of untouched forests in Or Lac or Vietnam as a World Biosphere Reserve. The Western Nha An is a 1.3 million hectare region with a diverse biosphere and home to unique wildlife that can only be found there. Thank you, UNESCO, for helping to preserve this beautiful forest. May the diverse trees and unique animals continue to grow in God's loving care.
Lion News. China and Cook Islands celebrate 10th anniversary. On Monday, Prime Minister of the Cook Islands, Jim Marurai, arrived at the invitation of Premier Wen Jiabao in Beijing, China, for his first official visit. The two leaders will meet and also celebrate the 10th anniversary of diplomatic relations between China and the Cook Islands. Congratulations, China and the Cook Islands, on your years of warm friendship. May heaven bless the people of your countries with ever more love, prosperity, and happiness.
In Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from China. Our association members from China recently went to visit the courageous and heroic buffalo who had saved his caretaker, a little girl who was falling into a well. The intelligent buffalo used his body to keep her supported until her shouts brought nearby people to rescue her. along with extending Supreme Master Ching Hai's love, the Shining World Hero Award Crystal Trophy and a prize of 1,500 RMB were also given to this noble water buffalo so that his caretakers could buy fresh vegetables for him.
Our association members gathered around the lovely buffalo, caressing and talking to him. The gentle buffalo gave special loving attention to one association member, who, it turned out, had been in the hospital the evening before with abdominal pain. It seemed the sensitive buffalo felt this, and thus showed a great deal of affection toward her. When the water buffalo was presented with the award and praise and shown a picture of Supreme Master Ching Hai, his eyes were full of tears. Our association members were honored to present the award to such a noble, sensitive being.
In world news, China and Indonesia discuss expanding cooperation. At the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum in Sydney, Australia, China's President Hu Jintao and Indonesia's President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono discussed ways to strengthen their ties. President Hu emphasized China's desire to work together in the use and development of clean energy, renewable energy, and other new energies. The two leaders also discussed expanding trade and coordinating regional and international affairs. We send our best wishes to China and Indonesia for a long-lasting and fruitful relationship. May heaven bless the wonderful peoples of both countries. Up next on Noteworthy News, a Russian television channel broadcast in Arabic. We'll go for a prayer and be right back. So please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
DVD, The Divine Intelligence of Animals, Supreme Master Ching Hai shares her experience of adopting and caring for animals such as parrots and dogs during a gathering with spiritual practitioners in Florida, USA. Her boundless love and meticulous observations remind us to love our animal friends and give us a better understanding of animals' spirituality and loyalty. Through Supreme Master Ching Hai's words, we find that the sentience of animals is no less than that of humans, who are the most spiritual beings among all God's creatures. Discover the true nature of our animal friends. Get the DVD, The Divine Intelligence of Animals, by visiting us online at www.smchbooks.com.
Hello and welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. I'm Uncle Oinster, the pig. If you would like to save water, one of the ways to do so is when washing your car, use a sponge and bucket. When you do need to use a hose, fitting one with a spray or jet is great, so that the flow of water can be controlled. Thanks for watching, and now let's have a look at the weather from around the world.
Environmental news. Organic farming is becoming more popular. There is a growing interest for organically farmed produce, with more and more young people joining the farming profession. Dawn Busby, a farmer who operates a 55-acre fruit farm in Woodstown, New Jersey, USA, said, "Overall, it's a very satisfying, very rewarding career. Farmers markets are springing up in many areas, featuring organic produce grown by local farmers. In addition to the healthy aspect of organic vegetables, there is much satisfaction in working in harmony with the earth and environment. May this noble profession be blessed by the Most High and bring a greener and earth-friendlier environment to our planet."
In humanitarian news, Scottish millionaire brings hope to unemployed people. Jim McCall, one of the wealthiest people in Scotland, hopes to create jobs and training opportunities for 17,200 unemployed locals in Glasgow by 2010. Mr. McCall, the chairman of a large company, Glasgow Works, saved 600 jobs when he bought Weir pumps in May. Glasgow City Council is also committed to working in partnership with Glasgow Works to help people to rejoin the workforce. Thank you and God bless Mr. McCall and Glasgow local authorities for your efforts in securing employment for Glasgow residents. We wish you great success in your endeavors. We are just going out to water the fruit trees in our yard. Be right back. You're watching Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television. In media news, the first Russian channel to broadcast in Arabic celebrated its first 100 days on air. The 20-hour news channel broadcast international, Russian and Middle East news in 32 Muslim countries. The channel employs over 500 staff, with 100 employees coming from the Middle East and North Africa. Rashia Al-Yom, the parent company, broadcasts 20 hours a day along with well-established channels such as Al Jazeera and Al Arabiya. Thank you, Rashia Al-Yom, for opening this important channel of intercultural communication. May heaven bless your noble work in bringing harmony and understanding among nations in the world. Now, for some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
There was one man, he complained about sleeplessness, insomnia, and he said, "I cannot sleep, doctor. Do something about it." And doctor check everywhere, check here, check there. "No problem with you. You should sleep well. Did you do enough exercise?" "Oh, yes, yes, I do, I do. I bicycle and I row the boat and I do aerobic, you know, whatever." "And what, still cannot sleep, huh?" Doctor said, "I can't prescribe sleeping pills to you because you're healthy and you seem to have no problem about sleeping. It's okay, but I give you something, you know. Just a try first. If really it doesn't help you, then I give you other kind of things, huh?" So anyhow, the doctor give him earplugs, you know, so can go home and have a good sleep. "See, with this, you'll be able to sleep well tonight. And then come back to see me next week." because in the first day he complained that he's healthy, but maybe because of the noise around his house, you know, the environment where noise is, he can't sleep. So doctor gave him earplugs. And 1 week later he come back, he still cannot sleep. Doctor asked him, why? What happened? You didn't use the thing I gave you? He said, yes, yes, every night I swallow too.
And now for our viewer's heartline. This heartline comes to us from Iran, originally in the Persian language.
In the name of God, it's been a while that we got to know your channel by chance, and ever since, my family and I are fans of Supreme Master and watch your interesting and beneficial programs and practice them in our daily lives. We thank this channel for its humanitarian and environmental programs. My family and I want to join the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association. Please guide us. I kiss your beautiful faces and offer you the most beautiful flowers. May God bless you with light and blessings. Anahita.
Beautiful Anahita, thank you so much for your poetic and touching heartline. How wonderful it is to hear that you and your family enjoy the programs on Supreme Master Television. You are welcome to download a copy of the sample booklet, The Key to Immediate Enlightenment, which is available in Persian online at sb.godsdirectcontact.net. For any other questions you might have, please also visit www.godsdirectcontact.org. May the great Allah bless and keep you and your family in His infinite care. Master says she loves you and your family.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your comments and positive stories from your area. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on the screen.
You can find us around the world any time of day and any day of the year at suprememastertv.com.
Thank you, gracious viewers. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News. Positive news for a better world.
May all your days be blessed with God's light and grace.